Good afternoon. This is Radio Nepal, radiating on 7.1 and 4.6 megacycles in the 41 and 60 meter bands.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop features folk, folk rock, jazz, independent and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. You'll hear old radio shows, 78s, cassettes, vinyl records, and even some new compact discs here on the shelves at the Radio Thrift Shop. Coming to you over the airwaves at classicalwscs.org, WSCS 90.9 in New London, and around the world at the Global Voice on theglobalvoice.info. On today's show, we're going to have an extended set of music that features whistling. That's right, whistling. Whistling tunes. For your listening edification. Thank you.
can tell there's something going on. Hours seem to disappear. Everyone is leaving, I'm still with you. It doesn't matter what we do, where we are going to. We can stick around and see this night through. And we don't care about the young folks talking about the young style. And we don't care about the old folks talking about the old style too.
Language lesson. Here's how you say, "Who won the game?" in Turkish.
Turkish whistling, to be specific. It's a language used by some 10,000 people in the northeastern part of the country. Onur Güntürk'ün is a biological psychologist at Bochum University in Germany, and he's studied the Turkish whistling language.
It's a bit like bird chirping. It's whistles, but very complex whistles. It's Turkish, but in a whistled form.
Messages can be understood up to almost 4 miles away.
You're standing on one side of the mountain, the other person is standing on the other side of the mountain, and then they just talk by whistling. I could not imagine that this is possible, but when I saw it, it's really like that. So I thought there are only two or three areas in the world where there are whistled languages. So in the Canary Islands, there is a language called Silbo, and this is whistled Spanish.
Güntürk'ün set out to learn how the brain registers this language, and he made many recordings of its native speakers.
In Turkish, the meaning is, please 1 kilogram of tomatoes.
Sadly, the number of whistled Turkish speakers is dwindling. These days, a mobile phone can bridge distances easier than whistles can. And there's this.
When you whistle, you have no privacy.
The loss of the Turkish whistling language, he says, would be a loss for all of us.
We would lose a part of the colors of humanity. But that's true for many things of us humans. There are alternatives to many things we do. And we all eat hamburgers one day, then we would lose many things of our colorful cultures that we all created. That would be obviously a pity.
That's Onur Güntürk'ün of Bochum University.
Çok teşekkür ederim. Thanks a lot.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
And they played. The sky was black and bright with stars. Then, in a while, there was a noise. Thank you.
comme si tu es indestructible, insubmersible, alors qu'en fait, tu n'es qu'un simple vase en verre.
Fire me in an oven till I go hard enough to deal with losing you. I'm tired of thinking of you. With one eye on the clock, how long have we got until we're everything we hope to be? Terrified while the picture. Table of this
Well, we're off to Turkey now for the start of our new series looking at special small villages around Europe. And what's special about the villages near to Kuskoy on the Black Sea is that people there use whistling as a form of communication. There are about 70 whistling languages around the world, but many are dying out. And the villagers in Turkey are determined to keep their whistling alive.
Thank you. Welcome to Kuskoy on Turkey's Black Sea coast. The village, population 500, is one of the few places in the world where people still communicate by whistling. And in fact, the village's name translates as Bird Village. The locals might have mobile phones these days, but long-distance whistling remains a convenient means of communication when your nearest neighbor might be several hundred meters away. Jakub Civilec keeps in touch with his 80-year-old mother while working in the fields high above the village by whistling. How old were you when you learned the bird language? It's called bird language. Can the birds also understand you? The high-pitched language was originally invented by shepherds. Villagers here point out the various advantages it has over modern means of communication.
When the police or other important visitors come here, we find out without delay.
Phoning costs money, but whistling is free. You can even whistle in code so the neighbors don't understand. Ours goes like this. That means, brother, let's go down to the valley.
It's a big day in Kuskoy. The annual Bird Language Festival is taking place. And like every year, Jakub will be among those contending for the title of Best Whistler. The festival attracts vendors from all over the region. In this remote mountainous area that lives primarily from growing tea and hazelnuts, the festival is the high point of the year. The villagers take their places in the stands in anticipation of the main event. Today, the local school has been turned into a concert venue. Young and old alike join in the traditional dancing. Meanwhile, Jakub is receiving his final words of encouragement before the competition gets underway. Tension is mounting. It's time for the competitors to line up. Jakub is the defending champion. Reporters have descended on the village to cover this very special event. The judges have taken their places over on the other side of the river at competition distance to hear the competitors and award points. Jakub is second up. His rendering of "Give me a wave" was clear enough, but was it a difficult enough challenge? He doesn't seem too confident. The whistling is a direct translation of Turkish words, a tone for each syllable. That means it's also no problem to render new words that enter the vocabulary. As the jury gets ready to announce the winner, Jakub suspects he has lost the title. He's right. The victorious whistler impressed them with a sentence involving extremely tricky vocabulary.
I'll prepare better next year and come in first again.
But on the mountain slopes high above the village, Jakub will continue whistling all year round, regardless of the competition. Out of nowhere, someone else joins in the conversation. A distant neighbor? Or in fact, this time just a bird? Sometimes it's hard to tell when the champion whistlers of Kuskoy start chatting.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. the way that we hug to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory.
Cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Thank you. don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come, little baby. This might be the last, but so what I'm begging you say for little souls. Come, little baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. Walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. My sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you gotta get smart. Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years. There's my baby lost, that's all. Me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come for the baby, run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows.
Thank you.
Again.
Well, there you have it, a set of whistling music here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We started off with Bernard Herrmann and Twisted Nerve, followed up by Peter, Bjorn, and John with Young Folks. Then Daedalus with Bright Stars, Perry Como with Magic Moments, K.T. Turnstall with Made of Glass, Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, David Bowie with Golden Years, and Fish, Gaiute. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop, Analog Culture for a Digital World.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The oceans are getting louder. Fish and mammals grunt, click, and chirp to attract mates, threaten rivals, or just say howdy. At times, though, they can be overpowered by the sounds created by humans. It's enough to drive a fish to distraction. To understand just how distracting human-made noise can be, scientists first must understand how marine organisms deal with the natural soundscape, the sounds produced by the creatures themselves. A recent study, for example, found that fish seem to talk over each other during the daytime, but share the soundscape at night. Researchers placed microphones in an underwater cave on the coast of South Africa and recorded for several months. When they analyzed the recordings, they isolated sounds made by different species. They found that during the daytime, different species of fish produced sounds at overlapping frequencies, like several people talking at once. But the species that were busiest at night communicated at different frequencies. The researchers suggest that during the day, fish can add visual cues to their communication. Some fish nod up and down when they're courting, for example. That means they don't need to rely so heavily on sound. At night, though, visual cues don't work. So nocturnal species talk at different frequencies. Some species produce a high pitch, some a low pitch, and some are in the middle. That makes it easier to get their message across in the noisy ocean depths. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Timer with the radio news about radio waves. A July 16, 2015 Voice of America press release quoted new Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari saying, quote, "My daily life starts at 6 a.m. by dedicating 30 minutes to listening to Voice of America. I am an avid listener of VOA because you are fair, professional, and balanced, which all add up to the fact that you are a station I love to fear," unquote. The British Broadcasting Corporation wants to get back to those glory days of providing, quote, fair, professional, and balanced, unquote, reports to regimes around the globe that do not want to hear such tales. Faced with $1 billion in budget cuts from a conservative government, the BBC now wants to expand its worldwide services, specifically targeting listeners in countries with little free media. Quote, arguing that it had a mission to uphold the values of democracy and liberty, the corporation said it would set up new shortwave services to broadcast into those countries with a deficit of both, namely North Korea, Eritrea, and Ethiopia. It will boost its digital presence in Russia, where it may set up a satellite television channel and beef up its Arabic service, unquote, The Economist reported. The BBC's budget is also being cut by £240 million a year in costs being transferred from the Foreign Office to the radio service last year, a nod that what once was propaganda is now more like journalism. But not all are happy about the budget battle at the BBC. Gary D. Ronsley, professor of public diplomacy at Absworth University, writes in the USC Center for Public Diplomacy blog, quote, "In announcing the creation of a satellite TV service for Russian speakers and a daily radio news program for North Korea, the director general of the BBC, Tony Hall, is in danger of crossing the fine line between public diplomacy and propaganda," unquote. Ronsley says Hall is wrong to claim the BBC has a mission to uphold liberty. Quote, "The BBC World Service has one commitment only, to provide timely, impartial, and accurate news and information for its listeners around the world. The BBC is not an instrument of Cold War politics, and it is not a mechanism for the promotion of democracy in any area of the world. It is a model of journalism that is the envy of news broadcasters across the globe, unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.
Do you love to write? Do you love to read? Have you considered publishing your work online or on paper? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, you might be interested in the American Amateur Press Association. The AAPA welcomes hobby journalists from all walks of life. Retirees, teenagers, college students, housewives, professional journalists, college professors, truck drivers, ministers, you name it. People with an extraordinary desire to write, to read, and to publish. Whether you enjoy scribbling a short story, blogging, creating artwork, making your own publications with a laser printer or a letterpress, the American Amateur Press Association is a community where you can connect with like-minded people. For more information, visit our website at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Remember, whatever you do, honor your craft and creativity.
A boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy, and very wise was he, and then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and we spoke of many things. This he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy, sad of eye, very wise was he.
Mm-hmm.
there was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, and very wise was he. Then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and we spoke of many things, fools and kings. This he said to me, greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return.
That was Accolade and their 1970 cover of Eden Abbe's Nature Boy. And this is your Kearsarge Nature Boy Mountain Man, DJ Frederick, coming to you over the airwaves, saying thank you for listening. I'm here every Saturday evening on WSCS. And broadcasting online at classicalwscs.org. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of your Mother Earth.